The Celebrity Doll Museum presents The Talking Andrew Jackson Doll, made by Toy Presidents, Inc. in 2005. This is a recording from the speaker of the doll.
One man with courage makes a majority. In a free government, the demand for moral qualities should be made superior to that of talents. In the domestic policy of this government, there are two objects which especially deserve the attention of the people and their representatives, and which have been and will continue to be the subjects of my increasing solicitude. They are the preservation of the rights of the several states and the integrity of the Union. Constantly bearing in mind that in entering into society, individuals must give up a share of liberty to preserve the rest, it will be my desire so to discharge my duties as to foster with our brethren in all parts of the country a spirit of liberal concession and compromise. And by reconciling our fellow citizens to those partial sacrifices which they must unavoidably make for the preservation of a greater good, to recommend our invaluable government and union to the confidence and affections of the American people. The bank is trying to kill me, but I will kill it. There is no pleasure in having nothing to do. The fun is having lots to do and not doing it. Any man worth his salt will stick up for what he believes right, but it takes a slightly better man to acknowledge instantly and without reservation that he's in error. Heaven will be no heaven to me if I do not meet my wife there. My dear children, do not grieve for me. It is true, I am going to leave you. I have suffered much bodily pain, but my sufferings are as nothing compared with that which our blessed Redeemer endured upon the accursed cross, that all might be saved who put their trust in him. God will take care of you for me. I go but a short time before you, and I hope and trust to meet you all in heaven, both black and white. Spoils. Never take counsel of your fears. Our federal union, it must be preserved. As long as our government is administered for the good of the people and is regulated by their will, as long as it secures to us the rights of persons and of property, liberty of conscience and of the press, it will be worth defending. Every good citizen makes his country's honor his own and cherishes it not only as precious, but as sacred. He is willing to risk his life in its defense and is conscious that he gains protection while he gives it. It will be my sincere and constant desire to observe toward the Indian tribes within our limits a just and liberal policy, and to give that humane and considerate attention to their rights and their wants, which is consistent with the habits of our government and the feelings of our people. Without union, our independence and liberty would never have been achieved. Without union, they never can be maintained. Our government was instituted and is supported by the ballot box, not by the musket. The moment we engage in confederations or alliances with any nation, we may from that time date the downfall of our republic. Peace, above all things, is to be desired. But blood must sometimes be spilled to obtain it on equitable and lasting terms. There are no necessary evils in government. Its evils exist only in its abuses. acts of government to their own selfish purposes. The great can protect themselves, but the poor and humble require the arm and shield of the law. The wisdom of man never yet contrived a system of taxation that would operate with perfect equality. Partial injuries and occasional mortifications we may be subjected to, but a million of armed free men possessed of the means of war can never be conquered by a foreign foe.
That was a recording from the Andrew Jackson Toy President's Doll, brought to you by Celebrity Doll Museum.